Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, thank you for another year of life, and thank you for the help that you give us and the understanding that we've received. As we desire to do your will on earth, please protect us and guide those who we love. Guide them and direct them to you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Here we are at the end of another year, a year in our life that we can look at and have wonderful remembrances of. Well, every year that goes by, we get a little bit wiser with every year, and we are better able to make the best decisions in front of us. And that is why we look back in time at the year that has just passed, so that we can evaluate the last year and then look forward to what will make the year better. What kind of a plan shall we formulate? And that is another reason why we look back even longer, maybe a decade, maybe longer, or we look at people who have lived before us and we see the lessons in their life. Yes, and that's one of the wonderful things about reading books, is we get to learn about the life experience of others and apply it to our own life. And of course, not everything is good and wonderful, and we get understanding. We get lessons about what to do and what not to do in the future. I hope that each one of us actually learns the lesson that is in front of us so that we do not have to relearn it. I know there's many things that we have done and we would say, oh, I don't want to do that again. Well, then don't. And remember that we learn so that we don't have to have troubles. And that's what we learn in life. What an amazing life we have. And we thank God for giving us life and for showing us and directing us. And that's the wonderful thing about reading the Bible, that God gives us loving kindness and clarity as we study His Word. And we know that love is not harsh and love is not blind. So that's a part of what we do when we love others, and we want that love in return. Well, let me ask you about what you think that we can do to love other people. Can we show them love, not just for a moment, but loving them in a way that reflects their eternal destiny and how they can get into heaven? Isn't that the most wonderful compassion and love that we can give a person? And we can do that with our family and the people we know. Sometime we have to be wise about how we speak, though, because there are people who just don't want to hear anything about God or the Bible, and they will tell you. But if we just say something very thoughtful to help them move in a direction towards God and His love. That is a wonderful thing that we can do. We give explanations about what goes on in time, what goes on with God, and in our life, what goes on. We figure out a way to talk about these things that people can hear and listen to. And sometimes it's a talk about the goodness and love of God, and sometimes it is about the wickedness of Lucifer and how Lucifer rebelled against God, and there are some people who can understand that very well. Everyone has their own understanding about what they will listen to, and that is a part of what we need to be sensitive to, so that we can speak to a variety of people and have them hear what we are talking about regarding God, regarding the Bible. And that's what we do. Sometime it will be appropriate to talk about Satan and how he hates humanity and is desiring to hurt God, and he hurts God by hurting people. Human beings. That surely seems to be his mode of operation. Now, there are people who have different ideas, and that's good too. We can examine them just like you would examine the ideas that I talk about. You don't have to believe any of what I talk about, but just get some ideas. And as you examine them, you see what makes a good understanding. Well, some people like the godly explanations and to know how God is working in the world around them, and some people will identify with the evil that is working around them. And so that is for all of us to try to understand so that we can bring something to a person's attention that they will listen to. It's a part of the world. And we certainly know God is moving in the world and in our life. Just like there's the element of darkness, which means Satan. And this is something that goes on right in front of us. Sometime we get to observe it and talk about it as we go through life and we trust God. See, that's one of the things about trusting God I ponder sometime too. You know that there are people who will say they trust God and then they go to a science orientation. I think a good example of that is the vaccine that is around. Are you going to trust God and his immune system? Or are you going to trust the man-made vaccine? Well, of course, people will say, well, God created the vaccine, so I trust the vaccine and the doctors. Well, you get to make that decision. But I certainly would say that there are two sides to this argument, and I would ask you to pray about it and see what you can understand. Life goes along, and we have a lot of things to discern. Sure, the vaccine is one of them. And who developed it, by the way? Well, the National Institute of Health and the Center for Disease Control were all involved with it, and so was the Department of Defense. I remember that from early on. But this is, again, I give you ideas and talk about things. You can look them up for yourself and see what you can understand. One of the things that I looked up was the Fauci emails. And those were released in April of 2023. Now they at that point they were probably 4 years old, and there were two lawsuits to get all of his emails and see what they talked about. And well, I read a bunch of them, but everybody has to look for themselves and see what you think those emails were about. What I saw was a man who was trying to manipulate an outcome. Yeah, you look for yourself and see what you think, but from who the emails went to and what they said, it certainly struck me as a manipulation of facts. But you look and see what you think, and recognize that if this is what is going on behind the scene, there is something that you can pay attention to and know if you want to be involved with it or not. Now, there were plenty of high-level people in the science community that had an email, and they responded to the Fauci email. So yes, please look if that has any interest to you at all. But of course, I see the people who tell you that the vaccine had some really bad results in people they knew, or maybe in their own life. And it made me think of Hosea 4:6, which says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." So, look, try to figure it out. Do what you can do to understand. And I will remember my cousin who had this was when he was about 20, was 21 or something, and he had a series of vaccines, and he gradually got worse and worse, and the doctor said it was from receiving the vaccine. So he got onto the fund that pays for vaccine damage, and so he's been having a nurse that they paid for all these pretty close to 30 years. But I'm sure he would rather he didn't have taken that vaccine and would have been able to. Oh, that's right. He was just getting married at that time. And so his wife stayed with him. But it has been quite an intense life for him and his wife, and for the caretaking that has gone on, yes, some by his family, and some by the professional nurses. So it's just one of those things that can happen to a few people. Adverse reactions to a vaccine. And then I do think of the vaccine patent by Pfizer. And, that I talked about that on the broadcast of July 29th, 2023. And so I mentioned the Pfizer COVID vaccine patent and how I read it and how I read the documents, so about 30 pages of them anyway. And you can look up that Pfizer patent. It is number 11107588B, the number B, and 2. So you can look it up, too. The startling thing about it was talking about how that Pfizer vaccine for COVID would interact with the cell towers. Seems impossible, but that's what it says. I'll give you that number again, 1-1-1-0-7-5-8-8, the letter B, and then 2. So, yeah, look it up. Read all the pages you want. It's just things that we don't know that affect our life, and we don't understand how there can be this or that that have a relation to the vaccine. And that's my shock and surprise. Well, I wonder if it has something to do with the reports of graphene oxide that have been reported to be in the vaccines. And graphene oxide is a relatively new material that there's not a lot of understanding about. But if you look it up, you can look it up and get information about it. All of these things are interesting, but the way I look at it, and you can have my ideas to make you think, or you can think of your own, but I see the unknown things like a vaccine and the ingredients, or like graphene oxide, or really or anything. If we don't know what something is because it's brand new, we just don't have the information. And if you look back in history at all the things that were new and not really well understood, we know we learned more and more about, for instance, the atom bomb. We didn't know everything about it, but we used it. Or how about the machine guns? We didn't know everything about machine guns, but we used them. And about vaccines is another one. We don't know everything about vaccines, but we still use them. Are there dangers that we didn't know about when we first started using them? It's a good question, and it's something that we can investigate and see if it's something that we want to be involved with or not. And why would we want to put them in a young child? Good question. It's an individual matter for you to examine and make decisions about. And try to understand the long-term testing and the long-term effects that were not done with the COVID vaccine. And so it's something which we get a little more information now, but it certainly is not the full information. Well, questions. The thing that I also am concerned about is that they used the RNA in the vaccine. And there are studies that say that that RNA will turn into DNA in the body. Now, we were always told that that could not be, but the tests in Scandinavia or India or now even in this country are showing that there are things we never knew. So yes, please do look. Try to find out from the correct authorities, which I don't even know that I can tell you who they are. All I know is that there are questions, and make sure you are ready to take on the risks that the authorities want us regular citizens to be a part of that testing. See what you think, but study it out and try to figure it out. Because the government authorities are not always correct about what they require their citizens to do. Anyway, there are things that are just plain unfortunate because the manipulation that has gone on has been notable. And I don't know of anybody who wants to be deceived. Nope, we want the information, but the information is not necessarily there. So use wisdom as you look at these things. There are plenty of people who have lost their trust in the government because of the harm that government has done to them or their family or people they know. There's a lot to look at here, and all I say is please look it up. There's a little information you can have, and I say look at the ingredients to vaccines and look up everything that you don't know how to pronounce. There's some really long words in vaccines, and they tell you what they are, but you wouldn't guess it unless you had knowledge in biology or chemistry. It's just all very interesting. So have a look. Have understanding before you make those certain decisions. I know I look at the Bible all the time, and just now I'm thinking of Matthew 24:37, that talks about in the day, it's the days of Noah. So shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man, which is Jesus. And so, we have things going on in Matthew, Mark, and Luke that give you an idea of what we can expect in our future. So, we can have different ideas about what it is, but we can also see that this is about what is coming. Famine, pestilence, and war. It's something that is prophesied in the Bible, and therefore we believe it. I know I think of Daniel chapter 12, where it talks about, at the time of the end, man shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Boy, I have to laugh at that one for all the running to and fro that I've done in my life. But knowledge shall increase, and here we are getting knowledge about everything in life. And somehow we have to seek how we can interact with what we know and make decisions about our understanding. It's something that we all want to do, so that we can spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, and so that we can have a wonderful life. This is what we do and how we try to figure out how we are going to interact with people. Pray to God and interact with people. Well, we have so many biblical passages to help us to understand. But that's one of the things we do. We read the Bible, and we try to understand, well, maybe what has happened, and maybe what is going to happen in the future. I think of that knowledge shall increase in Daniel 12:4, and I think about, look at what has increased. I mean, look at the internet. Information all over the place. And you look at AI, that's another one. Artificial intelligence has increased all over. And I think of what AI is capable of doing. It is capable of making images on a screen so that you think they're real. We don't even know if the politicians are real anymore, because AI can do such a very good job, perfect, basically perfect, of having a person speak and having them on video. And is it the person or is it artificial intelligence? See, we don't know. But this is a part of the deception that could be coming our way. If I really knew, I'd tell you. But there is so much that is hidden and we just don't know the whole truth. So I say, I don't know, but I will also say we could really be deceived We don't even know if the people on television are real or not, because AI is so good. Well, we get to figure these things out as we go through life and get advice from people in positions of authority, whether it's the government or our mom and our dad or our drill instructor or the president of the United States. Well, there are people all over that will tell us what to do. And that's something for us to discern what is right and true and done according to the Bible. We have to question and seek understanding so that we can know how to please our everlasting God. How do we obey God? Or are you going to listen to an image on a screen? Or maybe one up in the clouds that tells you what would be inappropriate for a godly person to do? But there's the image, and it's been said for a long time that the demons from UFOs are going to show themselves on Earth and speak. So I know that it's possible to have that happen, even though it's really artificial intelligence speaking. But it can happen. And somehow we have to know the Word of God well enough to be able to discern truth from a lie. And that's what I would say, to study the Word of God, and that way we have the best chance for understanding if it is godly truth or if it is an artificial intelligence robot telling you what to do. We live in amazing times, and there are things going on right now, including fallen angels, including manipulation of genes, and more. That's been going on. There was a book called The Book of Giants in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it tells about the fallen angels that took 200 of one animal and altered its genes one way or another. And they would, for instance, have a dog with a man's head, or a lion with a goat's head, and they were just mixing up the genes according to this Book of Giants in the fallen angels and what the fallen angels did, as described in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And of course, we don't know the whole story, but we know a little bit, and we try to figure out what is going on. So it's something that we just can't believe that any normal and reasonable person would do. But if you think about the secret laboratories, you know that those things go on. And if you think about, well, there was a research laboratory near Fresno. Was that a year and a half ago? I think right about like that. And that research laboratory in Fresno was discovered by accident. But they found out there were many lab mice in it, and they found things like a human ear growing on a laboratory mouse. See, they're doing experiments with DNA and human genomes, and we don't hear about it because it's kept secret. And we don't know if this is the only Chinese lab in the United States or if there are many. But we know there was one, and it was hidden. And the person who owned that laboratory, according to the records, had gone back to China and now is not for a place where they can be accessed. Well, discoveries, and we learn this and that in the days of the end times, and here we are. That lab, by the way, had many different things in it that would be bad, like COVID-19 they had samples of. They had samples of bubonic plague. They had quite a few samples of things that we would call very dangerous. And again, the mouse with the human ear. So there's things going on right basically in our neighborhood, and we don't know about them. Secrets all over the place. And we had better pay attention to what's going on so that we can stay righteous in God's eyes and do what is right in God's eyes. And it might be hard on us for us to do that, but it's right for us to do if you consider eternal life and eternity. So stay righteous in God's will, no matter what is going on, because there are experiments going on with, yes, the viruses and the biology, and also with giant technology and apparently creating giants. Well, we get the words, but we don't know for sure of any of it that's really going on. But it's something that here we are, looking at what has gone on in the last year. And that gives us an idea of what could go on in the next year, because there are people interested in the things that they have done in the last year, or in the last 10 years. There is plenty of destruction going on also. People who want to weaken the United States of America. And so they do things to make America and Americans weak, including the drugs that are brought into this country. That's a pretty big thing. And I'm sure many people know that most of our pharmaceutical drugs come from China. And we have been having shortages of pharmaceutical drugs for, might be 2 years. It's pretty close to 2 years. So the shortages of what China is supplying is getting more and more uncertain, whether it's car parts or pharmaceuticals. Everything is getting a little bit mixed up and not arriving as it is proposed. It does not arrive on time. And the prices keep going up, partly because of the inflation in this country and partly because of inflation around the world. And it is getting more and more notable. So we have these things that we just cannot understand. Why could they be going on? Yes, I just talked about the lab, but that's not the only thing. It is DARPA, the defense agency's research branch, are finding all sorts of things that are, we might not agree with, but they're happening. And the United States is creating things. So see if you agree with it, see if you don't agree with it, and perhaps your vote can make a difference to whatever happens. And perhaps it won't make a bit of difference. But it helps to be aware of it so that we can decide if we want to be a part of it, whether it's Well, it's just for you to figure out. It could be a vaccine, it could be who you're supporting politically, maybe, or even with a financial contribution. It's something that we can all be a little bit wise about. And I think there's a big issue about the RNA being converted to DNA. And that is something I just, it just really gets me to thinking. And I think about the experiments that are going on, or the creation of, I started on this. In the days of Noah, I said there were the books that are a part of the Dead Sea Scrolls, like the Book of Giants, and it tells about the experiments that have gone on at the time. And of course, it doesn't fit our idea of record keeping, but it is still said. Is it true? Is it not true? Well, that everyone will have to decide for themselves. But there are records of, for instance, the Book of Giants. There's other ones too. And they're ancient manuscripts. They're often not complete because the manuscripts have been tattered and are a little bit falling apart. So not all the information gets published. But it is a question, because we can see there are experiments that used to go on, according to the writing, that had to do with DNA and creating new creatures. The ones that were created and they wanted to keep, they did. And the ones that were created and they did not turn out well, they were called monsters in that book, and or the equivalent to the word at that time. So this is something that we all get to investigate if we have enough patience to do it, or if you're going to believe somebody who tells you what the Dead Sea Scrolls, in those ones in particular, are talking about. There are people who talk about it. It's not very common. You have to do a little bit of searching, but it is on the internet, and you can find out a little bit of what they believe and understand. It might be about those Dead Sea Scrolls. It might be about the Bible. It might be about those creatures that were aberrations or monsters or something. And it's something that we all look at and try to figure out as we live faithfully to God and love God and love our neighbor. It's all very interesting, and somehow, if you search it out, you will find plenty of surprises. And sure, it's not as well documented as the Holy Bible, but there is something to think about if you want to. I know there's been a great deal of comfort from the Bible, our Holy Bible. And I always urge everyone to read that good book. I think about, looking back, I think about the problems that I've seen people have in life. They've been friends and there have been strangers, and there have been people who have either been in the hospital or not in the hospital, and they have great difficulty, or they have even died. And somehow you see what goes on and what their relation to Jesus is at those last days of life. Are they going to belong to Jesus or are they not? And all I can say is that when you find a few people who are comfortable with meeting Jesus and they are comfortable with their death, it gives you comfort to know that you have faith in Jesus Christ, our awesome Lord and God. So I hope that you grow in your knowledge and love of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I know there's been things going on with people, and we all have a difficult time at one point or another, and it'll bring us to God or it'll bring us away from God, and that's something that just goes on. But I hope that you have peace with God, Jesus, and that you are ready to meet Him. So that's what you do when you search understanding and search the Bible. And we have another year. We presume it's of life, but some people die. So we get to see that going on in front of our eyes also. We see there is violence going on in the world, and we ask for God's protection. And we know as we read that there are passages that help us to understand. I know I read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and there are things that we want to understand more and get comfort from. I know there's the book of Ezekiel, too. I look at that from time to time, and I can see that there are things that are talked about, wonderful things, and there are things that are not so wonderful. They might be violence or wars or famine and pestilence. And these are things that are predicted. So there is violence in the world, and we know what happens to a number of the Bible people. Plenty of them have had violence in their life, and they go on to live a godly life. And that's what we want to do too. Every day, we can see that things are going on. And there is terrible tragedy in the lives of many people. Oh, when I think of the things that have gone on, for instance, in the Middle East. Now, of course, we think of Israel. We think of the people that were... Oh, it's so bad. Well, they were abused. And it was bad. And so there are things that just went on, and we just don't want any part of that, and so we want to protect ourselves and our family. In the Middle East, there were also people who were literally hung on a cross, nailed to a cross. And that's something that has gone on for the last maybe 10 years. Every once in a while, that happens. And so what I think about is how do we protect ourselves from having such a terrible thing happen to us, happen to you, happen to me, happen to the people we know. And I think a part of what we do is we live a wonderful, good, and godly life, and still things happen, and so we want to be prepared for things that would happen, and of course be aware of the situation around us so that we can stay away from tragedy. And I know people have tragedy now. I'm thinking of people who I've known who've lost their home in paradise. Everything burned up. Yeah, and I had one of those things happen to me too. Everything burned up. I really lost everything. I just was thinking of that morning when I went outside with my slippers and nothing else because I smelled smoke and I wanted to see, where is that coming from? And anyway, in just like 5, maybe 10 minutes, everything erupted into fire. And that happened to me. What an experience. and I'm so glad that I did not have to die by burning to death. So I'm thankful for that. Somehow I escaped that, and somehow people in paradise have escaped that too. And people have been escaped death one way or another, and people have been caught by a tragedy too. Yes, in paradise, yes, in other parts of the United States, and yes, in Maui. And the questions have no answers that we can find, but there certainly are people who have looked into it, and they say the satellites caused the damage. And one of the satellites, they say, now it's a whole other thing to research this, so somehow you can listen to what they say, research it yourself with the coordinates that they give you and the information, and you can agree or disagree. But they say that there were Chinese satellites overhead when that happened. Sure, I don't know. I can't say. But you know that there have been things going on with China and the United States. So, there are questions without answers. Not answers I can find. Maybe you know them. But life is a big question, and we have to do what we understand in life to preserve life, to love the things that are going on with people, show the love of Christ to people who need that love, and really everyone needs that love. And that is what we want to do as followers of Jesus Christ. There are plenty of people who go around the world and speak to other people. They're called missionaries, and they propose to tell people about Jesus Christ and how wonderful it is. Now, some of us can pray for a missionary or many missionaries, and some of us can make donations to make their life, well, yes, easier, but also more able to do the missionary job that they're doing. And by the way, we need missionaries to America. Missionaries are important, and America needs Jesus Christ. So let's help people to tell others about Jesus Christ. Look it up. Make a donation. I'm sure your pastor would know how to put a donation in that to benefit those causes or those people. And we keep seeking understanding and trying to understand what is going on and what we can do to make a benefit for what we understand, for the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. Oh, there's many things that are complications. Oh, there's many things that we do not understand, but we do seek understanding, and we make the best judgments we can. As we go through life and we see the complications here and there, we see society having trouble. We see people having trouble, and we want America to endure as a free nation that will follow Christ. And because we have so many areas where Christ has been excluded from, you know, like political places, sometimes courtrooms, sometimes schools, and it has been the case that words of God have been taken down from some government buildings and locations. And then do you think we will get a consequence for removing God from our life? It sure is possible. So we want to do what we can. Now, some things we don't have much of an effect upon, but we can vote responsibly when we have the chance to do that. We can donate responsibility when we have a chance to do that. And remember your church. Donate to your church that helps so many people. Churches don't have a lot of money, especially if they're small churches. So they are very conscious about how they spend the money they have. So support them. Remember to give towards the local causes, and that includes your local church. There are going to be hard times coming, because John 16:33 says that we will have tribulation. If we're following Christ, we're going to have tribulation. And I think you could say that means hard times. And if you look at the rest of Scripture, it talks about war, famine, pestilence. And so, do what you can to guard against these difficulties. Yes, for yourself. Yes, for your family. And yes, for people around you. Whether it's people you know and love, or people, maybe you don't know them and don't love them, but you can help people. Maybe they're in your church. Maybe they're in your community. But we all do something that is helping someone. And that love of Christ, as we share love and what we have, it brings blessings to people, and it helps them to draw closer to God. So, yes, by all means, think about what you can do to help people, to help your community or the world. Yeah. So we all can be a benefit to someone else. Put something aside, whether it's money or material, food, and whatever would be used in a time of trouble. And it does not have to be the Great Tribulation. All it has to do is be about something we are facing. It might be a natural disaster. Those happen all over the place. So yes, think about that and make provision for how you can help someone. Our history books are full of natural disasters, and they are full of people who helped one another, and they are full of people who had tragedies. Some even died. So you can see, it just might be a good idea to have a little storehouse of supplies, of food, of whatever you understand, because life can be tough. And I know so many people have had a tough time. I've had a few tough breaks myself. And so, what do? We be wise about what could be coming our way, and we make provisions for the just in case. What would you do if? And that's a part of what I see prophecy to guide us into, a way that we can prepare. And sure, I say water, food, and warmth. That's good. But there are people who are in this world. They're politicians, and they see trouble coming. I'm thinking of the FBI Director Wray. He said there are flashing warning lights everywhere. And of course he was referring to the United States. So what does that mean? No, I can't tell you I know. I certainly don't know for sure. But somebody who is in a position to know and then says he sees warning lights flashing everywhere, it makes me think that it's a good idea to prepare. And how? I don't know, but we sure have lots of people coming to this country, and some of them might be double agents. Some of them might be troublemakers. And this has been talked about for a couple of years now, as we have people from Venezuela, North Korea, China, India, Africa, Russia, Iran. People are coming to our United States of America from all over the world, and there are people who pay for them. Our government provides a great deal of help, but the citizens have to pay for it. You and I are going into debt with our government. Our government relies on what it gets from the citizens to pay the bills. And right now, those bills cannot be paid unless they borrow billions of dollars, huge amounts. Remember million, billion, trillion, a million seconds is 12 days, a billion seconds is 32 years, and a trillion seconds is 32,000 years. So we have things going on that are so big that we are effectively all bankrupt. And yet we keep paying for things, whether it's the electrical bills or the food and the housing for people who have come into this country. And now there's Senator Dick Durbin who says, we can use these migrants that are coming to this country and offer them citizenship if they just serve in our army, because our military is so short-staffed that they're needing people. And are they going to have illegals who can't vote join the army? That's going on now. And we get to see who is coming into our country. Are they militarized and organized people, like people from China that belong to the CCP, Communist Party? Well, it's all happening. And we have to be very cautious about what's going on. I certainly urge everyone to have water, food, and warmth. And beyond that, everybody has their own ideas about what they can do to prepare. The United States is not what it used to be, and people think back to the good old days, but that's probably never going to be the way it is again. We have kicked God out of our schools, out of our public places, and even out of media. So if God's not here, who is going to help us? Well, maybe you could look and see what you could do to help the United States of America and the people in it. Love God and love your neighbor, and share the love of Jesus with people as you prepare spiritually and physically. God bless you. www.christtoday.org is how you can listen to any broadcast again. Thank you.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927.